Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Protests on the streets across America against President Trump and his administration. One was near the White House. Monica Hartsill was there.
We've got to really stand up. The time is now. Democracy is really fragile. It can, I've seen it around the world, how quickly a democracy can crumble, and I really hope it won't happen here.
Senator Chris Van Hollen, now back in the U.S. after a meeting face-to-face with Kilmar Abrego-Garcia, a migrant who was mistakenly deported to an infamous prison in El Salvador. The senator says Abrego-Garcia was traumatized by his time at the prison and that the Salvadoran officials gave him no information about why he was sent there. The Supreme Court temporarily freezing the deportations of any Venezuelans held in northern Texas under the Alien Enemies Act. Despite Russian President Putin's declaration of an Easter ceasefire, Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russian assault operations continue on several frontline sectors. This is ABC News. Millions around the world are celebrating Holy Week, the Vatican saying that Pope Francis, who's still recovering from double pneumonia, hopes to deliver the papal blessing tomorrow at the end of Easter Mass at St. Peter's Square, but that's still to be determined. Just in time for Easter, a historic New York City church reopening, more than 4 years after a devastating fire forced it to close. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Reverend Jackie Lewis, senior pastor, Middle Collegiate Church in Manhattan's East Village.
To see people back in a space was almost like proof of the resurrection, proof of life.
In the silver lining department.
The blessing of the fire is it increased our tribe by hundreds of people.
The 2020 fire destroyed the church's 133-year-old sanctuary, but it's opened a new place of worship around the corner, and its Tiffany stained glass dome has been restored.
Missouri is now the 25th state to report a case of measles in 2025. More than 800 confirmed cases across the nation, nearly triple the number reported last year. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight. I'm Jimmy K. here with Rocker. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Let's kick the Saturday night off with some brand new music from The Flavor That Kills. This is their new song called Spin. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Spin it up, down, spin it up, down, spin it. Will it go? Will it go? Can it? Spin it up, down, giddy up, now, hit it. Spin it up, down, spin it up, down, spin it. First, it's just a taste. Turn it.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, the flavor that kills, and the American Dream, a double dip of the flavor that kills. Brand new music from them. That was Spin. The song is not even really released yet. They sent it to us. Here, take a sneak preview. And now we're abusing the privilege and playing it more than we should be.
It's good, Jimmy. I like it.
It really is. I love it. I love the flavor that kills.
I mean, what is that flavor?
Well, right now it's a little hot dog hot sauce.
Like brats with hot sauce?
I guess. I don't know.
The flavor that kills.
I love brats. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker, original local music from Wisconsin. That's what we do here at Max Inc. Radio, broadcasting around the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker, good evening to you, man. How are you doing?
What's happening, Jimmy? I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today.
You went down to Paul's Club?
I went to Paul's Club.
All right.
Had a cocktail.
All right.
Classic Captain and Coke.
I got that out of the way.
I have a chimichanga with some rice and beans.
Oh, where from?
It was a DoorDash thing. That place on Willie Street.
Wow.
Churro, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah. I've been hearing about that place.
Really good. Really good.
Mm.
Love the chimichanga. So I'm slowly making my way through that. We've got a chimichanga of a show for you tonight.
Jimmy, we sure do. Naughty Dog Hot Sauce's creator, Elliot Franklin, he is here. The Sunbury-based company, they're putting out a brand new line of hot sauces. So we're gonna try some hot sauce tonight, Jimmy.
Yum. I've already tried some.
Oh,
the
yeah?
The brand new stuff.
Oh.
It's good.
Oh, I didn't even see that happen.
Yeah, man.
Man, where have I been? Doozy. Andy Van Dusen, we're going to be talking to him backstage at the show that he's at up in Maloney's in Kaukauna, but they are playing at the NFL draft coming up in Green Bay, and they wrote a song, Last One Standing, for the NFL draft. So we have actually a little preview of that song, and it doesn't come out till April 21st, so we're cheating again, Jimmy. And we have the Ghost Particles. Phil Davis will be coming in with Ernie from the Rousers.
Nice.
He's joined the band, and we're going to hear all about what they got going on. And Power Takeoff, Jimmy, that's the band that Scotty Tice from the Weisenheimers, old band that everybody might remember, very popular. Ethan Schluter, Paul Schluter from Last Crack Sun is in this band. And Aiden, Scotty Tice's son, plays drums. So there's all kinds of crazy stuff we're going to hear about. They are playing live in the Lair for 1 hour tonight.
That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Rocker, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're doing double dips of all the bands that are playing the Rocker Jamboree.
Oh,
Sunday,
yes.
May the 4th at the Burr Oak.
Wow.
Last Crack, Magic 7,
yeah.
Subatomic, Electrobag. Who am I leaving out? Mind Ox.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good hour of double dipping in the 9 o'clock hour. Of course,
I just heard from the boys, and Magic 7 is rehearsing. They're having some great rehearsals coming on. I've been talking to all the bands. They're super excited to play, Jimmy.
And I tell you what, you got to get those advance tickets because they're going fast.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly where we are. We should probably call toll for at some point to find out exactly where we are with
the
advance
tickets.
Yeah,
it was filling up pretty good last I checked. And,
yep.
I think that there's 300 available. So.
And you can save yourself $5 by getting those advance tickets. Just go to the Burr Oak website and purchase them now and come join us Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak for the Rocker Jamboree. We'll have more details about that later on. 844-967-2789. You can call or text us from the Civic Media app. How cool is it that the NFL draft is coming to Green Bay, dude?
Have you seen the stage that they've built?
Yeah, I've seen some.
It's huge.
And it's a big thing. Here's my question.
Yeah.
Where are all the people going to go?
Oh, boy.
Green Bay is a town of, what, 100,000 people?
Yeah.
They're expecting 250, maybe 300,000 to roll into Green Bay during the draft.
Is that more than a Packer game?
It has to be. Yeah, it has to be.
How much does Lambeau Field hold? I don't even know.
Probably
80,000 or something.
Yeah, 80,000.
Wow. I don't know. That stadium district, there are a lot of bars. So I imagine people are going to go to the draft and they're going to go to the bar, Jimmy.
Where are we staying? I mean, the hotels are, people are going to have to come up from, the Fox Valley area, Appleton, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac.
Yeah.
Probably even Sheboygan, down to Milwaukee, and even Chicago.
Well, this is Green Bay, so maybe all those people that live right around the stadium that have, little, porch parties and roof parties on their garage, maybe they'll be opening up, Airbnbs and stuff. It'll be crazy. I don't know. Sleep in your car? Tent?
You know, I would love... Are you going to the draft?
No, I won't be able to go, unfortunately. Yeah, I'll be keeping track of it, though, of course.
I can't go either, but I want to know if you are going to the draft, and what is your game plan for going to the NFL draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin? 844-967-2789. Call or text us on the Civic Media app. Tell me your draft day plan for
drinking,
Green Bay.
Jimmy. It's always going to be drinking.
You're a true Wisconsinite. I appreciate that. Let's do some new music here from No Limit. This is Everything Remains. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's No Limit. Their song, Everything Remains. That will get you fired up on a Saturday night. Hey, I hope you're doing great. Let's do some original local music. This band is called New Normal. The song is called Control. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
control.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Back when I was a little boy, I was just finding my place in the stars. But then my life would forever change when I saw you picking up that guitar. You've inspired me to try and be a rock star. Show me different chords that can ring. But then my life would forever change, giving me the gift that I was meant to bring. You've inspired me to open up my mouth and sing.
On Civic Media, we are local music. Taylor Sherrick and his song "Music Is Family." That's a pretty cool song. Taylor, of course, the lead singer for the Foo Foo Dolls here in Madison Rocker.
That's right, Jimmy. He plays with the Foo Foo Dolls, who has Todd Winger and Paul Schroeder from Last Crack also in that band.
I've seen the Foo Foo Dolls once at the Taste of Madison, maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
I think it was pre-COVID.
Yep.
For like 3 songs.
Yeah, they're really good.
I need to see them again. That's what I'm saying.
You know, of course, a 90s cover band kind of, you know, great band.
Yeah, they do good. Of course, that Paul Schluter guy on guitar, he's pretty good, right?
He's all right, yeah.
He's all right. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker, original local music from Wisconsin. Hey, Elliot Franklin, he's in studio. He's going to be coming in, and we're going to talk about Naughty Dog hot sauce, and we're going to be sampling some hot sauce on air. Remember the good old days, Rocker, when...
Yeah.
Remember Kenny was Scorpion Shot?
Oh, Scorpion Shots. Yeah, and, that was fun.
And of course, you had the Rocker Vac. I'm flashing back when we did this show at the Wisco.
Oh, yes.
And we would have people gargle Rocker Vodka on air.
It's true.
And follow it up with a scorpion shot.
Oh, there was nothing better, nothing more fun than getting people to eat a scorpion after a shot of vodka.
Do you think you could gargle some hot sauce tonight?
I'm not going to gargle some hot sauce, Jimmy. No, I don't think so. But I'll have some on a little chip. That'll be great.
Let me see what I got here.
Well, he's pulling out money.
I'll give you $5 if you would gargle a shot of hot sauce.
Oh, Jimmy, you're going to have to negotiate better than that.
$3.
$3? You're going the wrong way.
I want my $2. I'm telling you, man, this could be something. Gargling hot sauce on the air.
Well, we'll see what Elliot thinks about it.
We could make the Radio Broadcast Hall of Fame right there. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You could buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. Also by the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Hey, Rocker, it's patio weather right now.
It is.
We should be doing radio on the patio right now at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, sipping a beer, kick it back, enjoying half-price wings during Milwaukee baseball games, lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch. And that friendly service is perfect. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. You can find the specials, the menus, everything at LazyOafLounge.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you ready to crack open something amazing? Whether it's a fresh pistachio or the keys to your dream home, we've got you covered. Just like pistachios, the best homes are worth the wait. And once you find the perfect one, it is so satisfying. At Aaron Weber Group, we help you find homes that are as irresistible as a handful of pistachios. So whether you're house hunting or just snacking, remember, great things come in shells and in the perfect four walls. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass today, and let's get you into a home that's a real treat.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, 4 locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With 3 Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Wisconsin's original classic arcade is back and better than ever. Aftershock Classic Arcade at 1444 East Washington Avenue in Madison. We are the largest classic arcade bar in Wisconsin, featuring over 100 video games, pinball, and more. Our full bar is stocked with all of your top shelf favorites and the best regional craft beer in cans and on draft. Perfect for parties and events. And if it's your birthday, you get $5 in free tokens. Come play the greatest arcade machines of all time at Aftershock Classic Arcade, dedicated to the preservation of fun.
Saturday night across Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Hey, have you got the Civic Media app on your phone yet? If not, what are you waiting for? Get it right now at your favorite app store or at civicmedia.us. The Civic Media app. Take us everywhere you want to go, rocker.
Jimmy, right now. We have Elliot Franklin in the studio. Naughty Dog is a small batch craft hot sauce and was born during the pandemic in 2020. Creator Elliot Franklin of Madison, he found inspiration on Netflix and YouTube where everybody seemed to be reinventing themselves. And then Elliot made a batch of hot sauce that actually wrote down the recipe, creating something he could call his own and name it after his dog, Romeo. In the studio right now is Elliot Franklin, creator of Naughty Dog Sauce. Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
All right, thanks.
What's up, Elliot?
Thanks for having me. Yeah, and as I always say, tell the people that come to my booth, welcome to Naughty Dog Hot Sauce.
Now, is Romeo, is he actually naughty?
He was the world's oldest puppy.
Yeah?
Yeah. He lived to be about 14 years old. But he just was a puppy, and he just decided to stay that way, so I just always call him Naughty Dog. So
that's where the name comes from. Well, Elliot, tell us a little about yourself and how you came to be a hot saucepreneur. I mean, what's your backstory?
Oh my gosh, yeah. So it just, bless my mother. So made us eat what was in front of us. So I just got this affinity for hot sauce. So yeah. I always ate it. I just became an aficionado and kind of like a sommelier of hot sauce, you know? So, it's always been a part of my life. And then, during pandemic, I got bored and I had idle time and, you know, everybody else was kind of reinventing themselves and pivoting and whatever. So I just said, well, I'll just make some hot sauce. And I didn't intend for it to be a business at all.
Yeah.
It was just something to do to keep my mind, you know, occupied, you know? So, I made some hot sauce. Once the world opened back up, I gave it to some friends, and the demand was just more than I had expected, you know. So, yeah, they insisted on buying it, you know, and I'm like, well, I didn't make it for that intention, but, you know, if you want to pay me for it, I guess I'll just make a business out of this. And
wow.
So, yeah.
Twist my arm.
You know, so try to come up with a name, and Naughty Dog kind of stuck, and, I just found an old picture of Romeo and had a friend of mine's sister did a little mosaic, which you'll see on the Naughty Dog website, Instagram, Facebook, shameless plug. And Naughty Dog hot sauce was born. Yeah, here we go.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Kids that are exposed to hot sauce from their parents growing up versus kids that are not, are those the same people that don't like hot sauce, that didn't get it as a kid?
Yeah, it's funny. My mom wasn't big in hot sauce, but it was just like... let me say it like this. The flavor was lacking in my childhood.
Oh, mom's going to be mad.
Oh, boy.
So it was either salt, pepper, or hot sauce. So I chose hot sauce. And so it just became a thing. And just kind of like that endorphin rush. And it's got therapeutic properties. It'll cure, you know, arthritis, cancer, hangovers, you know, but yeah,
just everything.
Yeah, so yeah,
we don't know about that. I know personally, my mom did not like hot sauce at all, so I never really got it as a kid. But I love it now as an adult. The older I've gotten, my heat tolerance has gone up.
How tasty was your mom's food, Jimmy?
Next question.
All right, back to our interview. Tell us about your Naughty Dog hot sauce. You use a lot of natural ingredients, right?
I do, yeah. My hot sauce is a little non-traditional as opposed to most hot sauces. I use a tomato base.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of it is just a lot of vinegar. Like if you have Tabasco, I mean, they're doing their own thing, but it's just basically like spice vinegar.
Yeah.
I got a tomato base. It gives it a brighter, more complex, you know, flavor profile. So, and that happened on accident as well. So, yeah, it just, it gives it a different vibe, you know, if you will.
And the tomato base is versus what other base that would be normal traditional hot sauces?
Yeah, like Tabasco. I mean, they ferment their peppers for a long time. Peppers, and I do the same thing myself, but it's mainly vinegar.
So tomato or pepper base are the hot sauce, right?
Basically. Yeah. A lot of hot sauces don't use a tomato base.
Yeah.
And I do.
Makes it a little salsa-y, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's more of a condiment rather than just like a garnish, I guess.
Now, you have a new line that's coming out. I'm just looking at this. It's called Bruins Farm. It's a Northside Farmers Market edition, and I know that you are at the Northside Farmers Market here in Madison every Sunday.
Yeah.
And I was looking at this, and it says ingredients are all sourced from the vendors at the Northside Farmers Market. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I came up with this crazy idea. You know, I'm sitting at the market, and I'm like, well, what if I just curated a hot sauce with all the ingredients from the vendors? You know, mm-hmm. give them a little shine, you know, whatever.
Wow.
So, my biggest obstacle was trying to find the pepper because, you know, a lot of vendors at markets, they just sell like jalapenos, which, you know, it wanted to be a red sauce. So I found Yellow Dog Farms. And so they had some assorted peppers, some jalapenos, or not jalapenos, but habaneros. And they had a pepper called a cherry bomb, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to the Runaways and Joan Jett and all that
stuff.
So, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So I'm like, I gotta have that. So throw those in the bag and stuff. So I fermented those for a few weeks and just threw in the onion garlic. And then I got kombucha from Mr. T's Kombucha.
Yeah.
He's my my market mate.
Yeah.
We've kind of got a bond through that, you know, so.
And his kombucha is really good.
Oh, seriously? Yeah, it is. It really is. Good. Yeah, it's not like any other kombucha. So, you know, we became friends, you know, through the whole market situation and stuff. And, so I told him that somebody was doing a kombucha hot sauce. And he's like, well, you know, when I do my kombucha, it produces a vinegar. I'll give you some vinegar. And so we met up and he gave me a jar of it. And I'm like, well, let me throw that in there. I mean, how can you, like, curate a hot sauce all the way down to the vinegar? I mean, yeah. Come on now.
Wow.
Yeah. So I did that. So it's got probiotic properties in it along with my fermented peppers. And so I named it Bruns Farm. So where the Northside Farmers Market is at, it's that piece of land was owned by the Bruns back up until like the early 60s.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So, the mayor at the time wanted to expand out to the north side. So he knew that in order to, you know, get expansion out there, the people in that area needed like a shopping hub.
Mm.
So he bought the farm from this family and they still own it today. And the farm's out there, obviously, you know, it's, you know, Ace and the library and all that stuff. And So it was, I was trying to come up with the name of it. So I was thinking Madison Mad, you know, something, you know, frat boyish, you know, whatever. So then I'm like, no, I got an idea. Yeah, I'm going to do the whole history thing because history is like just.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just.
Bruins Farm.
Yeah, exactly. So, so that's where the name came from. So
I will say off air before we came on the air, I had sampled that hot sauce, your new stuff that we're just talking about here. Mm-hmm. It is fantastic. The one thing I noticed about it, it's not overpowering with the spice. There is a little bit of heat to it. The flavor is spot on. Absolutely
thank you, yeah,
spot on.
It.
I love it. Elliot Franklin here from Naughty Dog Hot Sauce. Your product, or you've been featured with Anderson Cooper on CNN. Is that right?
Yeah, this is a wild story. So I was doing DeForest Farmers Market last summer, and I see this news crew kind of mulling around. I just thought it was like a public access crew, you know, whatever. And so I wasn't really paying attention to it. So anyhow, I was getting ready to break down and this lady approached me and she's like, well, do you want to take a couple questions about the election? And I'm like, yeah, sure. You know, I'm like, well, what outlet are you with? And so she named something that didn't resonate with me. And so she gave me a couple questions and Tim Walz had just got announced as the VP at that time and stuff. So, you know, I know my stuff. So, you know, I was able to give a good interview. And so anyhow, she walked away and I asked her again. I'm like, well, what organization are you with? And she said, oh, we're with this entertainment company, but we work for CNN. You'll be on Anderson Cooper on Thursday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I watched it on Thursday and the segment didn't air and I just didn't think it was going to happen. So that next week, Friday, I was going to the grocery store and my Instagram pops off and some guy from New Jersey said, hey, yeah, I saw your Naughty Dog t-shirt on CNN last night and I want to buy some hot sauce. I'm like, what is going on here, bro?
Wow.
So, yeah.
Oh, that is too cool. What do you have coming up? I know that you're at the Northside Farmers Market every Sunday, but you're at a couple other places, right?
Yeah, Northside Farmers Market. I'll be there every Sunday from, I think it starts at 8 to 12:30. So yep. If you need to find me, that's where I'll be religiously. I'm looking at getting into the bodega. That'll be Thursday night.
That's at Bree Stevens.
Yeah, I reached out to them. Maker's Market. I did that last fall. Good show. So if you're ever in the area in Sun Prairie and Maker's Market, you'll be able to catch me there. And yeah, if you check my socials, Naughty Dog Hot Sauce, Instagram, Facebook, yeah, I'll keep you up to date on my ins and outs, my whereabouts.
Any retail locations, and can we get this stuff shipped to our door?
Right now, I am working on getting my processor's license. The ins and outs of that is a little more intense than I expected it to be. So yeah. I'm right in between the farmer's market phase and the retail phase. But hopefully by the end of the summer, you'll be able to get it on a shelf near you for sure.
Nice.
This is great. Elliot, I love your story. I love your hot sauce. I love the fact that you've started this local small business from the roots, and now you're growing into just this awesome thing here in Madison. And the product is solid, dude. I love the hot sauce.
Appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I'm a little biased, but this new Brunt's Farm, yeah, bro. Like, just you gotta have that on your shelf, bro.
I'm gonna have to try some.
Yeah, for sure.
A few minutes.
You can gargle it, Rocker. what would you recommend hot sauce gargling?
If you got an illness or something, you're going to cure it also.
Jimmy's got an illness. He definitely needs to gargle something.
Out of desperation, yeah, I would recommend it. But just don't do it on a school night.
Not on a school night. Okay. Hey, Elliot, thank you so much for coming in tonight. We really appreciate you. And congratulations on the success you've had so far, and good luck on future
success. All right, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you. Right. Naughty Dog Hot Sauce. Get yourself some of them. Maybe stop by the Northside Farmers Market to do that. Gonna be pretty cool. Hey, we got a double dip. I'll tell you all about that in just a couple minutes. Right now, some music from Sexy Esther. It's Hot Fire. Max Inc. on Civic Media. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, Sexy Esther and Hot Fire. Thanks to Elliot Franklin for coming in tonight from Naughty Dog Hot Sauce. Find him on the socials. Find him at the Northside Farmers Market. Some of the other events too. And buy his hot sauce. Local business. It's what makes the world go around. Jimmy Kay and Rocker hanging out with you. We got a double dip of Doozy, and they're playing at Kakana tonight. They're going to check in from backstage to talk about their brand new song that they wrote for the NFL draft. That's coming up here shortly. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by TurtleIsland.com for flower, topicals, edibles, gummies, and more. There's two locations in Madison on East Johnson Street and on State Street, just right next to Peace Park. For more information, go to ShopTurtleIsland.com. ShopTurtleIsland.com. All right, double dip of Doozy, and we'll have that backstage check-in plus live in the lair coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, it's Mickey Magnum, his brand new song called Center Stage. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
When the lights go down on Center Stage and the spotlight slowly fades to gray, when the crowd stands up and walks away, and there's not another note to play, I was born to sing and dance, never given half a chance, to prove to you I was the one. I'm always living on the run. The truth is that I don't know what I'm doing most of the time. The truth is that I don't know what's going on in my mind. And even though I'm better now than I used to be back then, I need a new direction. I'm feeling down and out again. When I'm standing up there, it feels like I'm in paradise. Part of me you see is real, the other half's for your heart to feel. I'll give you all my energy until there's nothing of me. To see you laugh or see you smile makes this crazy life worthwhile. The truth is that I don't know what I'm doing most of the time. The truth is that
when the lights go down on Center Stage and the spotlight slowly fades to gray. When the crowd stands up and walks away, and there's not another note to play, there's not another note to play.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In a temporary move, the Supreme Court blocking the deportation of Venezuelan migrants currently held in Texas under the Alien Enemies Act. ABC's Alex Brachet.
The Supreme Court effectively pressed pause overnight in this emergency ruling. But essentially, this was a petition filed by lawyers from the ACLU looking for a pause or reprieve as the Trump administration is now preparing to deport dozens, as it says, or possibly hundreds of Venezuelan men to South America.
The ACLU saying they're relieved by the move. The White House saying the administration is confident its actions are lawful. One person has been discharged from the hospital while five others remain in good condition after the mass shooting at FSU in Tallahassee. Despite Russian President Putin's declaration of an Easter ceasefire, Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russian assault operations continue on several frontline sectors and Russian artillery fire has not subsided. This is ABC News. Okay. And in